Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hot takes. He says, Tulsa King, thumbs down. Landman, thumbs down. Yellowstone Crater, now phoning Cheesy.
What is Black Rabbit?
That's the one I was talking about on Netflix. Jason Bateman, Jude Law. Bateman's directing it. And it's... have you seen Ozark at all?
No, I've not seen Ozark. You guys know I'm not a good show watcher. I'm terrible at that. Ask Josh. He's still trying to tell me to watch Breaking Bad.
It's a very good, very well-written drama.
I remember years ago, Danny Parkins brought me, back in the day, the he loaned me, not brought me, it sounds like he gave it to me, but he gave me the CD DVDs of The Wire. You think I watched the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Goes no, but that was bad. So I gave him back. Josh, like, you still haven't watched it? I go, no, I have not. But then COVID happened. I watched The Wire finally. You know, so I'm just, I am a terrible, part of my problem is I like watching the games and then the games end and I'm tired. It's night and I just want something that I'm going to fall asleep too quick. So I've tried three times now to watch this Charlie Sheen documentary. And every time it's at night, 20 minutes in, if that, yeah. I'm out. And so that's like, for me, I don't know. It's just something I need to get better at is watching all of these shows, you know, that people are loving.
Well, maybe to persuade you, I know what you like about Breaking Bad, or part of it is the, like, I know it makes you anxious, but it's also part of what you like about it. Like, you're on the edge of your seat, you're like, feel like you're in the show. I've not felt like that since Breaking Bad, like, with Black Rabbit. That's the first time I felt like that.
Not and even I'm, Better Call Saul?
I don't think so. Not as much
and
as Black Rabbit.
And you've never seen The Wire, right?
I have not seen The Wire.
Yeah. I think Breaking Bad is number one by far for me on that list, where you feel like you're in the show.
This was up there.
Okay.
This was up there.
So, like, one of those where afterwards, you're like, I got to go smoke a cigarette, man. I've got anxiety going through. Yes. I need to calm down. Like, yeah.
100%.
Okay.
Really good.
But what's the plot of this again?
These are two brothers. Both have their separate issues. They're running a restaurant together, but one's out of it as a partnership, and one's being chased by, you know, he's got some gambling issues. They're both addicts in different ways. A lot of moving parts, but it's good. I'm about halfway through the series, and I'm loving it.
Okay.
Somebody said, is Black Rabbit who's performing the
Are people still mad about that, or is that just faux anger on X?
I mean, here's the thing.
Because I've not heard one person in real world say anything about the halftime show to me, but you look on X and everybody's like,
I thought Carrington said it best. No one is putting a gun to your head and making you watch the halftime show.
Well, nobody's doing that for a lot of things that people complain about.
Yeah,
and that's where I'm like, how does this affect you? Why are you complaining about it? And then they go,
Shador Sanders.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a good sports talk topic and conversation to have. But about the halftime show of the Super Bowl, people do realize, like, and I hate to be this honest with you, if you don't like something, don't consume it. Why consume it and then sit there and bitch about it?
You know what's also weird? We're talking about TV shows. Beavis and Butthead is back.
It is?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
What?
And I laughed so hard.
Really?
They didn't want to get evicted, so Butthead decided to eat as much food as he possibly could so he couldn't fit through the door. And the landlord couldn't evict him. And so Beavis started to get hungry. He's like, Butthead, let me have some of that food. And he's like, shut up, Beavis.
I told you, if I don't
eat this, I won't get fat.
I love it. We called the Redskins back in the day, got all the way to Marty Schottenheimer's secretary doing Beavis and Butthead. It's still one of the most remarkable things that we ever did.
Mike Judge, man. One of the best.
Who's calling, please? This is Beavis. Would you have Marty call me back? Okay, Beavis. I can't believe this is happening.
That's crazy.
I think that was my favorite drop that Wachowski would always drop is, some people are dumb.
Oh, it's an all-timer. Yeah. Some people are dumb.
If you like Jude Law, by the way, and you like Ethan Hawke.
For sure.
You should watch a movie called Gattaca.
Gattaca? Okay, I've not
correct.
Heard of it.
It's kind of a science fiction movie. You have to be like a perfect like human. Like all your like DNA has to be perfect, and they send people to like the like space and stuff like that. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Jude Law, Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman. Babe.
Damn.
Uma.
Oprah. Yes. I don't know what I like more, Kill Bill or Poison Ivy. Mm. Quick answer, Poison Ivy. No, but I think this is interesting when you come to the playoffs, because are we witnessing maybe the greatest baseball player to ever play the sport?
Yeah, I for me, he is. I mean, he just dominates on both sides. And that's where I think he gets the nod for everybody else, because he's a great pitcher and he's a great hitter. And we have not seen that. I mean, Babe Ruth was the last one, and baseball hasn't allowed us to see that. I wonder if we changed the rules of baseball where the pitcher still was your best athlete, you know, the best player in your town or whatever, the shortstop, pitcher, hitter, all that kind of stuff. I wonder what the game would have been like if we never had the designated hitter and pitchers hit at the professional level like they did their whole life growing up in, you know, in Little League and in high school and in some Babe Ruth ball, and then you get to high college, and it's a little bit differently with the designated hitter. But I would love to see what it would have been like in baseball and how the game would be perceived right now and who the best player would be considered in baseball right now if the pitchers actually hit and hit like they did when they were kids, where they were the best player on the field.
Yeah, like I'm sure Paul Skenes used to smoke pitching.
Absolutely, right?
Now, again, I don't know how long he was, because we got, Kramer and I went and did the Livy Dunn thing with the audience out there, yeah, asking people if they knew who Paul Skenes' girlfriend was, and we got to be on the field for warmups, and you knew who Paul Skenes was right away. Like, he's just a monster of a man. Like, yeah. I didn't know he was that big. And I think with baseball, like football, it's hard. It's not hard to find, because, like, you think about it. In football, the best player is always considered the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Why? Touches the ball, controls, yep, the game. What does a pitcher do in baseball?
Yeah.
They touch the ball every single every play pitch, and control, yeah, the game, right? So it's hard to say, because it's almost like we contradict ourselves when we're like, you know, the best baseball player on the planet, in my opinion, is Bobby Witt Jr., because he's a five-tool player, does whatever he can. I'm open to the argument of Shohei Ohtani, because of what he does, 50-50 and all that
sort of stuff. It's nuts.
Like, right? Yeah. DH doesn't play a position, but he pitches, so it, mm-hmm, kind of takes that whole argument and kind of,
oh, if
you know,
he was just a DH, no, nah, we're not David having Ortiz, this guy. Yeah, like, no.
But he's not like a fat, classic DH hitter. He's giant of a man, in shape, and hits tanks all the time, and pretty much can put a game away with the first at bat. Mm-hmm. Hit a home run, it's like, oh, he just hit that 470 feet.
The other
shot.
Night, you and I both are, all right, click. This is over. As soon as he hit it, we're like, okay, this game is over.
Yeah, so, I mean, I do think it's great, because you don't have to like him, but you can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like when Bonds was doing his thing, and everybody's like, oh, he's juiced out of his mind. It's like, yes, yeah, so? Like, watch how fun this is.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and so I think this is great, because unfortunately he does play for the Dodgers, but again, he's doing it against the top-tier talent, mm-hmm, and he's been something that we haven't really seen, because we all thought, oh, he's going to pitch and hit. Okay, well, what's he going to be, like a 4-plus ERA pitcher, be right, like a fourth guy in your rotation? No, he's going to be an ace. Like, he's going to be the ace in your rotation, and he's going to be the ace in your lineup, which I thought was hilarious. This is how good the Dodgers are. Last night, Terry Francona, man on second, Shohei Ohtani comes up, walk him. Who's up after him? Mookie Betts.
Yeah, right.
But who you could also say is
it's
for
a
while.
Smart move, though.
I mean, it is. Yeah. So it's crazy, though, because you know pitchers are athletic. Like, you look at CeCe Sabathia back in the day, that guy could hit tanks.
Yep.
You look at Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke was the one I was going to bring up. Yeah. If we got to see Zach Greinke be a hitter and a pitcher at the big league level, would he... He'd be in the conversation, I think, as one of the great of all time. If he hit the way that I know he was capable of hitting before he got to the professional level, right? Because, I mean, what the hell was that? Was that somebody fart, or did somebody fall off the roof?
Was that Max's phone?
What was that?
Did y'all hear that chair from the other room? That was just me moving the chair. Y'all heard that?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It sounded like something like...
That's so weird. It wasn't
it
even that
turned Mac
that's
into
weird.
Tennessee Mac.
Yeah.
My mic wasn't on or
anything. Y'alls in like 2 minutes, yeah. 2 seconds.
Y'all hear that, y'all? All y'all? That's Texas for everybody. But I do think, like, the Zach Greinke thing, I remember having a conversation with him right before he went away after he was, you know, being, you know, playing the game and whatnot, and he, early days, like 03, and we're standing in the dugout. He goes, I'm just bored at pitching. I want to hit. I want to play shortstop. I'm like, oh, God.
Are you comfortable to say that Shohei Ohtani will surpass or has already surpassed Ichiro as the best Japanese-born athlete in baseball?
Yeah, because he does it on both sides. Okay. Yeah, he's doing something that nobody else can do. And until we see somebody else do that, and I'd love to see Paul Skenes hit. I would have loved
somebody
to see
Skenes just to hit for Air Force. Dude would hit absolute bombs.
Yeah, but it's also sure. In Colorado Springs, so how much of that was, you know, affected by the altitude out there? But I would just love it. I would love to be able to see these pitchers hit that have been such great athletes. I think Zach Greinke would have been a special hitter. I really do. I think we'd be talking about Zach Greinke as one of the greatest baseball players of all time if he was able to be a two-way player and a guy that was able to hit when he pitched.
We'll bring this conversation full circle, because from the 702. My 17-year-old discovered old Beavis and Butthead episodes recently. He was telling us all about it like it was brand new show. Then they said, dumbass. Coming up next, one of the best athletes at the station, Alex Gold, joins us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Hey, don't forget, college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Cincinnati, man, what happened? What happened?
Cincinnati, well,
gotta same have those old games late, you game, be taken serious.
Late game situations. I mean, Lance Leipold's been pretty open about that this week. It's frustrating.
There's a lot of Cincinnati to mention. I didn't know if you were going with KU Cincinnati,
I knew
the
what
Reds.
He meant.
I
knew what
I didn't
he
know
meant.
The Bengals, you know.
I knew what he meant, but for like a half second, I paused and I was like, yeah, are you talking about Cincinnati Bengals?
Nah,
we don't really need to talk about them as much anymore, do we?
Boy, Zach Taylor's going down on that ship, isn't he?
Jake
Browning's
so.
Our guy. Okay.
As a Chiefs fan, you should hope they're just a good enough where Zach Taylor doesn't get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. Yeah.
I don't think you want him fired.
The devil that you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Don't we always say you can't get fired if you lose your quarterback, like in the injury? But again, this tends to happen a lot. But like,
yeah.
Why? That's not the coach's fault.
Right.
It's not.
So
but
you shouldn't get fired, right?
No, it's the GM's been a disaster.
Correct.
Honestly, that's I don't know who the GM is, but that GM should be fired. I mean, based on how they've built that roster, you have Joe Burrow injury prone, sure, but also you're not protecting him. We all know they invested in Higgins and Chase. Should have only paid one of them.
Right.
Your defense stinks. They should trade Trey Hendrickson here in the next couple weeks.
Well, he ain't coming back.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean that
was walk for free.
But to me, it's not even the GM. It's ownership in that town and with that franchise as to why they are where they are. You know, you're only as good as the top allows you to be. You stink from the neck down. They always tell you. You know, you rot from the head down. And if you have bad ownership, you're not going to have a good franchise, no matter how much you try and how many people you put in place. It's still a remarkable thing what Dayton was able to do with glass lording over this thing for all those years.
So game Monday night, I hate Monday night when it's your team, because it's like you get all the prep for the week, but then it's like you got to get through Saturday and Sunday and all that. Fridays don't hit the same, at least in
for
my
sure.
opinion.
Yeah. Right.
Is it wrong to bet a prop bet that Mahomes throws an interception with the number one turnover team in the NFL with the Jags?
No, I don't think it's wrong. Yeah, I mean, the Jaguars are turning over people at a ridiculous rate
now, again,
to this
their
point.
Their quarterbacks they faced, you know this, Bryce yeah. Young, Jake yeah. Browning, CJ Stroud, yeah. and...
Look, I would... But the logic makes Matt sense. Jones. I'm not yeah. going to bet Mahomes to throw a pick, but I totally get why. Like, if there was ever a game, they're an opportunistic defense. I think that the question is, and I'm sure you guys are talking about it all week leading into Monday, is, yeah, how much is it the schedule and how they perform? Because it's yeah. not like the Jags offensively have looked great. Their yeah. defense, while they're forcing all those turnovers, some of that is, hey, you're obviously being opportunistic. There's also some luck involved in that. I mean, we've talked about that in Kansas City over the years with the defenses, and you know, sometimes it's just that year you're the offense that's turning it over a little bit more. Some bad breaks, balls are bad up in the air. There's sometimes where defensively you're the team benefiting, and I tend to think that the Jags defense is pretty darn good, but also the rate that they're turning teams over, that's not sustainable. I mean, they're way out in front of everybody in turnover margin. And so I do think some of it is the opponent. And then, you know, the Jags as a team, you know, seeing them as 3-point underdogs, I'm not sold on their offense at all. Like yeah. Liam Cohen, I actually thought was a good hire. I like him quite a bit, even though the whole sign stealing thing was weird, the way he reacted. That
Duval.
Made no sense. And the Duval stuff in the presser. But he was brought in to kind of get Trevor Lawrence right. And to this point, Trevor Lawrence has been average at best. I would say ETN's been the whole thing for them, and Brian Thomas is a stud, but he has had a slow start to the season as well.
Yeah.
So the interception bet, I get why you would make it. I'm not going to bet that, but I get why you make it. I do like the Chiefs to cover the three on the road. I think we're about to see the start of a run here for Kansas City.
It's still three.
It is still three, depending on the book. It's three at FanDuel, at least right okay. now.
Let me ask you this. You know, we talk about Buffalo, too, in this equation, right? Their combined record against their opponents is 1-12, yeah. right? Enough with Buffalo being this great team. You've played nobody. Same thing with Jacksonville, though. They've played nobody, as you mentioned. How do you factor that in when you're kind of handicapping a game, Alex?
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. When you look at some of these games, it has to be part of the equation, you know, especially early in the season when you're, you know, what was your evaluation on the Jags going into the year and what you thought they were going to be? And, you know, for me, if they were winning in a way that's more sustainable... You know, that's how I would weigh it more. Like if Trevor Lawrence was going out there and playing really good football, I would say, wow, Liam Cohen has figured this thing out. That's more sustainable to me than the turnovers. And so when you look at how they're going about doing that and with the opponents and how they played, I don't view it as real as I would another opponent, is what I would say.
Yeah,
that.
Right. I don't view it as real either, because the opponent does matter. Like it is who you play. And look, congratulations to Jacksonville and Buffalo taking advantage of those opponents, stacking wins early in the year. You can't take anything away from them. But I think sometimes it's a false sense of how good a
depends
team
on the track record
be.
Too. I mean,
well, there is none for Jacksonville
for them, yeah. Right? Whereas Buffalo, Josh Allen, we know he's the second best quarterback in football, and nobody's really debating that at this point. And so you believe what you're seeing more. You also know that they're going to get better. The Jags, are they going to get better, or this is just who they are?
Right.
I picked them to win their division, so but I didn't think it would be in this way. I thought Trevor Lawrence would get going. I didn't think they'd be carried by their defense and ETN at this point in time. So, I think for that game on Monday night, the spread -3 is intriguing. Also, guys, the team totals. See where you guys are at on each one of these. So the Chiefs over-under as a team is 24.5. I kind of like the Jags team total under. It's 21.5. This Chiefs defense is obviously playing really, really well. So can Jacksonville score more than 21 points against Kansas City? I like that bet more than betting the Chiefs to score over 24.5. I know we're all feeling good about the offense, but just game script and the way the game could go, I think it's more likely the Chiefs hold the Jags to 21 or fewer than still the Chiefs score more than 24.5, just because the defense could be dominant.
Well, you look at the scores, right? The biggest number they've given up this year is 27 points.
That was a different defense.
Exactly, a lot different defense. They gave up 20 to Philadelphia, 9 to the Giants, and then 20, really 13, to Baltimore the other day. So I love the under bet on that, just because that's not just a small track record this year. It's 33 games now of a track record where this team is giving up 18 points per game, right? And so you factor all of that in. I'll say a younger quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Like Spags is going to outwit this Cohen guy on the sidelines and the quarterback and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm not worried about that. So I love the under there at 24.5. I'm looking at that over right now for the Chiefs. And you're going to 21, 17, 22, 37. At 24.5, I may take the under on that just because that's kind of been the track record. But me being the homer that I am, I'll take the under on the defense and I'll take the over on the offense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to stay away from the Chiefs team total because if you think the under for both, well, then you might as well bet the under for the game.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously what they're making numbers off of.
Probably like 44.5 or somewhere around there.
Yeah. I think I believe that would be right based off of what they are. What they have, the 24.5 and 21.5 for each team. Mm-hmm. Something like that. One other thing just to point out about the Chiefs, that's you can utilize this if you're live betting, if you're on the Kansas side, soon on the Missouri side, Dusty, I know. Mm-hmm. When the Chiefs lead early, they're tough to beat. And you're like, well, no bleep, Alex. Well, the numbers are staggering. Kansas City is 65-7. So they went at 90% clip since 2018 if they lead after the first quarter. So
First
quarter. The Chiefs have a first quarter lead. They are winning 90% of the time.
Since when?
2018.
So then if you take the Chiefs to...
Holy crap.
And 30-0 in the last three seasons, guys.
So if you think the Chiefs win the game by 3.5 or 3, then you would say that the Chiefs would win the first quarter into that score.
In the last 3 years, they're 30-0 if they're leading after the first quarter. The last time that they lost after leading in the first quarter, unfortunately, was the Bengals AFC title game in 2022.
January 22. So that's the last time they lost after having a first quarter lead? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, that's...
Take that, Gary Myers.
Yeah.
So
sort of a dynasty, a small one, you know.
Well, it's not 20 years.
We got 10
years.
I say to Gary, I'll tell Gary this right now. Yeah.
Chaz Jism.
That's right, Gary. Well. Yeah.
So prop wise, who's the guy you like on the offense this week for the Chiefs?
So as much as they utilize Xavier Worthy and he didn't find the end zone this past week, I think that's where everybody would like gravitate. I feel that's the only part that is causing me not to want to bet it, because I think that's the one that makes the most sense, though.
You're a big go against everybody else guy.
A lot of times I like going against the public. Now, I'll show you there's some numbers on just the spread and how the public's been doing this year. But FanDuel does not have any anytime touchdowns up yet, so I don't have those. I think DraftKings might list a few of them.
They only had like 4 or 5. It was Kelsey.
It's too early
Worthy
in the week for the Monday night games. We'll find out later on today or tomorrow, so I don't know what the numbers would be in the odds on it. Worthy, because of the amount of touches he got, you like your odds on him finding the end zone. But at the same time, Watch that not be the case. So I would look, actually. I think, as all the talk about Breshard Smith and some more snaps, I'd be curious to see what his number is. If it's only like 2-1, I'm not going to bet it. But if he's 4.5 or 5-1,
yeah.
I think Breshard Smith getting more playing time. And then I think Kareem Hunt, I think based on what he's done, he's shown that he's the guy that's going to get the most carries in the backfield at this point in time.
And then you have the only four that I saw on here was ETN. He's minus like 140.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Kelce both at plus 180. So we know where you're going on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Young Kelce on the board again.
Young Kelce on the board again. Damn right I am.
Well, with Worthy, everything looked Worthy a little easier for him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Worthy on DraftKings was plus 165.
Okay.
So that's all we have right now.
Also pisses Spectre off that I'm going to continue to pick Kelce, but I'm going to live and die with Travis. I think he's still going to have a very
big
year.
I just keep picking long shots on our in-office contest.
One has to hit.
Because the way the setup is, it's just $10 of not your real money every week, and you're just trying to...
Who do you have this week?
I'm going Giants defense gets the Saints, 8-1.
I like that.
Strip sack of Spencer Rattler and then just run it back. Is he still starting or have they gone to Tyler Shuck yet?
Can you bet over unders on tackles for guys?
You can. It's a sick bet, but you can.
Because it's like
think about sweating that out in the game. It's in the third quarter. Like Nick Bolton, I need another tackle.
I mean, could you imagine that? But it's also, tackles are so subjective.
It's like a second and 10 play, and it's like a gain of 5 pulling his tackle. Bob's like, there we go. It's like, what are you excited about, dude?
Yeah, it's like he gained 10 yards on the run. Yeah, but I needed the tackle.
I needed that tackle. Yeah, no, yeah. But tackles are subjective. It's a guy sitting up there in a booth, you know, like, so that's why I wondered, like, can you bet on stuff that is subjective?
You can't.
Like
it's funny. Yeah. There's a whole article on the NBA about this from a couple years ago, because same thing with rebounds and assists. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bit of conspiracy on what was going, like one scorekeeper at, I can't remember what NBA arena or what NBA team, people were noticing that they were way more giving towards rebounds or assists, like, or for a certain player. And so people were saying, what's going on here? So to your point, yes, you can get screwed. Especially in the NBA, it happens way more where
they just cheat on everything.
Or rebounds. What I've seen from the NBA is that you get credit for assists if they only take 2 dribbles. So like if they dribble more than twice, they take the assist away. So if he goes 1, 2, 3 and then puts it up, no assist. 1, 2, up, assist. Dead serious.
Really?
And like last night you could see. Oh yeah. And then last night you could have
seen.
Who's
counting dribbles?
Well, this is the issue. This is why it's wrong. This is why people get screwed and upset on it quite a bit.
You could look at last night. There could have been somebody that had Aaron Judge over 1.5 or 2.5 runs, hits, and RBI. Last night Duran makes that play in left field. They considered it a hit.
That's an error. That's got to be changed to an error.
I don't know if it is today, but that would have been for the betting group. That's a hit and an RBI, and you know that's 2. So you would have clipped. You had 1.5. Moving on to tonight, I want to get into baseball as well as we're kind of running against the clock here. But tonight, there is a Thursday night football game. You are anti on me on this one.
Yeah, so
I love the Rams 8.5.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're going to have numbers of Shanahan against the spread and all that sort of stuff. There's too many guys missing in this game, in my opinion. There's too many guys in San Francisco that aren't playing this game that are pivotal guys. This isn't like a defensive tackle, a cornerback, and a quarterback. This is star tight end, number 1 wide receiver, number 2 wide receiver, number 3 wide receiver, and all these guys are important. And then it's Mac Jones. So I know Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. Mm-hmm. I give him all the credit in the world. But can he do it with this on the road, on a short week? There's a lot of odds stacked against it where I like the 8.5 for the Rams.
Yeah, so this is what we were talking before the show. This is more about me. You're way confident on the 8.5, it sounds like. I'm not betting the 49ers at plus 8.5. I'm not betting either side of the game. I'm just saying.
But you're also not betting the Rams minus 8.5.
Correct, exactly. That's what it more is for me. I'm not confident at all in the Rams covering the 8.5 as much as you are. Everything you said, I can't dispute. I mean, it's the facts are they're missing all these star players and everything. I think, though, in the NFL, you get up to 8.5, it gets a little tricky. That's all. And it is 8.5 at DraftKings for you, for your bet.
Yeah.
Go to FanDuel. You can get the Rams still at 7.5. Now, 7.5. It's not a key number, but still, you'll take the point, right? Mm-hmm. So that'd be the only thing. If you're someone that is on your side and you believe, hey, no, the Rams are going to destroy the 49ers tonight, probably go check out FanDuel on that one because the number's better.
Right.
My only thing would be, it's a short week. Yes, the Niners are traveling, but they're in California. They're not going to the East Coast.
It's an hour flight. It's not a big deal. So that part doesn't matter.
The injuries, the Niners have been without weapons all year. Tonight is the worst it's been. Mac Jones has played 2 games this year. Not an opponent like the Rams, right? It's Arizona and the Saints.
And the Rams have a physical defense.
They do. This is by far the best defense they have faced and the best defense Mac Jones has seen as a starting quarterback in a while. That is all true. But they've been without some of their top wide receivers all year. They went without Kittle for a couple weeks. Bosa
They're
for a couple weeks.
Always without Kittle.
So, The Rams are going to win the game tonight. The Rams are absolutely going to win. Survivor pools, people are going to pick the Rams if they haven't used them. A lot of people will for that. I just think 8.5 points, backdoor cover written all over. I would be nervous that late in the fourth quarter, Rams are up 14 points or something, where all people flipped off the TV, and all of a sudden, garbage time, Mac Jones finds, I guess, MVS.
Sky Moore, Marcus Robinson,
for a touchdown.
Marcus Robinson.
It's the old Chiefs wide receiver room for Mac Jones tonight. So I get it. It's an ugly game. I mean, the 49ers, it's going to be the Christian McCaffrey show, which is why the bet that I actually do like is McCaffrey over 16.5 attempts tonight, rush attempts, even money. He's carried the ball over that three of his four games this year.
I like his reception props.
Same. I think, they're going to feed him.
Go ahead. I was going to say, this is where the NFL seemingly always wins. Or the house, I should say, always wins, not the NFL. Because everybody thinks this is going to be some sort of blowout. This is going to be a lot closer. I think it may be a blowout till about 4 minutes to go. And as you said, the garbage time stuff. And it's mano a mano. It's brother versus brother in this game with Shanahan against McVay. Shanahan's a hell of a coach, man. He's really done a nice job with all of these injuries to have his team where they are. They're not going to lay down tonight.
I don't think so. Now, last year when they were so banged up, they ended up finishing 1-7. So at some point you can't overcome it. I just think they've been dealing with the injuries all year. I don't think there's the big one, of course, is going to be, Ricky Pearsall. That's not going to be available tonight. I think that's fair. They've been without Juwan Jennings off and on. They've been without Kittle for a couple weeks. The only thing I will say, it presents an opportunity when you have all the offensive injuries. Sometimes, as much as we talk about anytime touchdown bets, years ago you could have got Travis Kelce at 6-1 to score touchdowns and stuff. You don't see that anymore. So for a game tonight where there's a bunch of starters out for the 49ers, if you take a look at receiving props or touchdown props, there's guys way further down the depth chart that somebody's got to catch the ball for Mac Jones. They're not going to probably get shut out tonight. Somebody's going to score a touchdown. And if it's not Christian McCaffrey, well, you could go way down the board on some 49ers players. Anybody's in play.
Sky Moore to get a touchdown tonight?
Because there's your long shot, man.
Yeah, that's
Sky Moore is 15-1, guys. So that's my point is somebody probably that is way off the, usually it's stuck with three or four guys and it's the bet. Tonight's a night where you could take a sprinkle on some guys further down the board. Kendrick Bourne is 3.5-1. He's going to get reps tonight. Even the backup running up, Brian Robinson Jr., who they traded for from the Commanders. McCaffrey's going to carry the ball a lot, but also someone's going to spell him.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson, 7-1.
I heard he's a sneaky play because if it is a blowout in the second half, why are you putting McCaffrey in this game, who's obviously on an injury
and that's career. The other thing. If this is a blowout, McCaffrey should not be in the second half at all.
He might get a hamstring injury.
You can bet anytime touchdown, last touchdown. I mean, if the garbage time touchdown, if you think it's the scenario you brought up, for example, Brian Robinson Jr., 25-1 to score the last touchdown. So if you just think 3 minutes to go, they hand it off, Rams have their backups in. It's a sick way to bet, but it's fun too.
Yeah, it's a sick way to bet. Three leg parlay today.
What do you got?
MLB.
What are you doing?
You have one, or you want me to have one?
I think I want to. I want to go. I think the Tigers. I think the Yankees. And I think the Padres.
So I'm on the Tigers. I actually think
the teams you want to win or the teams you think you're going to win.
Yeah. So the Tigers, I want the Red Sox to win. I don't think they are either.
Darvish going up against his old team in Chicago today.
Yeah. What about the pitcher for the Yankees? Schwitler.
Don't say the name because you're going to get fired.
No, I just said his name. That's his name.
Yeah, I know what it is, but you got to be careful when
it's
you
Schiffler?
Say it. No, it's. I'm not gonna say his name.
It's his name. Schwitler.
Yeah,
that's his name. That's his name. I can say that.
It's Schlit.
Yes.
Schlitler. Schlitler.
Gotcha.
Not what you said. That's why I said we got to be careful here.
Just go with Cam.
Yeah.
Cam's pitching tonight.
I mean, you got to pause and think.
It's like when you Schlitler. Say cities. You got to make sure you get the city.
Who's calling the game tonight for ESPN on that one?
I'm sure the guy with the toupee, Ravitch.
Yeah, it'll be Carl Ravitch.
We'll see
BBL
how he
is. Stinky.
No, but I like the Tigers. I actually think the fact that the collapse is already over for them, to me, they're playing with way less pressure. This point, everybody's talking how bad they were, and they're crapping down their leg and all that kind of stuff. And then now they were
schlittering leg.
Yes. So I actually like the Tigers quite a bit today.
Who's
guys.
Pitching for the Red Sox tonight?
Early. That name's not as fun to say. Early.
Connelly. Early.
Early.
Well,
sometimes on a Saturday morning, you wake up early, you got a Schlitler early.
That's the mashup, Dusty.
Who's your World Series favorite?
World Series favorite. I have the Phillies to win.
I do too. Yeah. I think they're the best team out there right now.
And I think the updated odds, the Dodgers are now the outright favorite. after their dominant
series. Which, if Philly wins, that means Schwarber gets his ring, and then he finishes his career in Kansas City in right field.
No.
Okay.
No?
No.
I would.
I'm good.
You don't like Schwarb?
This is the last hurrah.
The dollar amount is going to be, not my money, but the dollar amount is going to be insane.
He's kind of interesting contract, too, because if they do have a sit-out session, no one wants to give that guy a whole big contract if he's going to miss an entire year at the age that he is.
Well, and yeah, you're right. It's going to be interesting to see how free agency happens this offseason with the lockout coming. I mean, it's
27.
Yeah, because we only got one more year. Are you signing guys to long-term contracts this offseason? Or, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to
see. Piccolo's press conference, I'm actually surprised nobody asked him about if they're already thinking about that.
Well, because people don't ask the right questions at press conferences.
Yeah. They asked the right one about the...
Someone says, love hearing Cody cuss. Well, you'll have to wait till 10 because Cody hasn't been on this segment.
Right.
Oh, man, that's tough.
He's got new shampoo or something?
We brought it up. I asked him. Multiple people were texting in. I said, your hair looks really, really dark. And he said, really? And he said, well, I'm using new shampoo. He said, the wife bought new shampoo. I go, nice. Did it have
just
coloring?
Just for men or something?
I think it's darker.
Well, maybe he said
it might just be long. He said it might just be longer.
He might not be going outside as much either after getting stung in the lip by a wasp.
But that was a month or so ago.
I wouldn't go back outside.
Yeah,
I don't know about
he
you.
Ran over a bee nest with his lawnmower.
F around and find out.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Other than Dayton Hughes, what's coming up on Cody and Gold?
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about the number one seed convo in the AFC a little bit. I tend to think that
still think it's over.
It's over. Still do. We'll get into that and then talk about Carter Jensen and look ahead to the future, and just based on some comments earlier in the week we didn't get to from Matt Quatrero and JJ Piccolo and how they're going to utilize him.
Let me drink that canned craft cocktail.
You can have it if you want it.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks, appreciate the time. Take care. Coming up next, we wrap this show up, get you ready for a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Would you be at a Royals game today if it was in the postseason?
Are you schlifflering me?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Out loud. Would you go? You'd be there, right?
Yeah. Well, honestly.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so our friend Gene Watson, who's celebrating his birthday today, right?
Watson! 69?
Yes! He is 69, forever 69.
He's close to my dad.
Number
my dad's
one in
birthday
your heart?
Is next Wednesday. He turned 69 as well.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gene's like 55, I think. I can't remember. Somewhere up there. And he sent this from Instagram to me, and you and I were talking about this, almost in utter amazement, really.
Yeah.
The Phillies had an inter-squad game yesterday. That's what they've been doing. They've been playing inter-squad games to stay fresh. You know, not a bad idea. And they sold tickets to the inter-squad game. 31,000 seats available. Guess how many tickets they sold for that inter-squad game?
40,000.
Close. Mac?
He said close, and I don't know, 20?
31,000.
They
sold out? Yes. Now,
how many people went and saw Cleveland play a playoff game yesterday?
And that's the other thing that we're going to get to right now, right? And then Cleveland has a playoff game yesterday, a winner-take-all, you know, live-or-die type of playoff game. It's a playoff game. You had this great comeback. 26,669 went to that game last night in a stadium that seats, 37,000, 36,800 or something like that, because we looked up the number.
36,040.
They were about 10,000 off capacity for a win.
That's bizarre to me.
It's insane. Dodgers aren't selling out these games. The Braves, for a while, I remember having these conversations before 14 and 15 and looking at the Braves stadium and going, they're not even going. They're so bored by the first round of the playoffs, they're not even going anymore. I hope when the playoffs come to Kansas City, if at that time, we don't do that and we don't take it for granted. And we haven't. We've had a lot of winning here in Kansas City, guys, and we have not taken it for granted from an attendance standpoint and supporting our team standpoint. Because if there was a playoff game this week at Kauffman Stadium, that place would be packed to the gills.
You wouldn't talk about football because the Chiefs play Monday.
Right.
You would talk about an elimination game today.
Right.
All day. I mean, we'd have had Vern. We'd have had Lefevre.
Oh, we'd have had everybody.
Ned.
Yeah.
We'd have tried to have Eric Hosmer. And then it would have been like, and then the Chiefs play on Monday night and Trayvon Walker is day to day.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, what? That defensive guy for the Jaguars who had surgery on his wrist? Tell me more about how the Royals can potentially match up against, that guy that they Jack Flaherty guy.
Right.
Because that's who's pitching for Detroit today. And you're like, Yeah, that's right. To me, it's just amazing that Cleveland, my whole life, was known as selling out the Jays.
Every game, you couldn't buy a ticket to that place.
And they're 10,000 short?
10,000 short of a sellout yesterday.
Now, I understand it is a Tuesday
right.
at noon.
Right.
Right. Or Wednesday at noon. Right. So maybe that's tough, but here's the deal. Hey, boss. Hey, Daryl. There's a really big playoff game today. It's an elimination game. Now, I want to guarantee this. I'll take the over on 26,000 today.
Oh, I will too. I would think they would be sold out for a game like this. And look, everybody knows it's the playoffs. And has anybody really worked since 2020? Like, followed the rules at work? Like, can't get off of work today.
What's her name's back in the office?
That is true. She finally did show back up. But you know, people out of the office, working remote, all that. God, it's amazing. Unbelievable.
I still double take.
I know, it's still shocking that person's back in the office. But it's I just lost my train of thought. Like, nobody follows the 9-to-5 rules anymore, right? Like, want to bounce, you bounce. And people say, okay, fine, he went to wherever.
What do you think the average time that someone leaves at 9-to-5 on Friday? Because, like, my buddies who work construction, and construction varies, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
If your job site's finished or, like, the framer doesn't show up, there's no reason for me to be here, right?
Right, right.
But more often than not, I'll get a text because everyone knows my schedule. All my friends are like, oh, it must be nice. You're off by 11. Like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it must be nice at 3:45 and you're sitting sleeping.
But like, they'll be like, hey, are you available? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay. And then like Fridays, it's like multiple people are like, yeah, I'm leaving the office at 2 today. I'm available at 3:15 to go hit up a happy hour. I'm like, hell yeah, man, let's do it. Yeah. So like, I wonder what the average time is on Fridays that people are like, but that is alarming to me that the Cleveland Guardians, who literally fought all the way back,
yeah,
and not a sellout yet.
And maybe that's part of it, fans. And I will say this, as I know from just being in life now with the kids in high school, it's busier than I ever thought it would be. And so I'm never going to be one of those, you need to go to the game. When you're 15 out, who was planning for October in Cleveland, right? No, nobody was planning to have that, but then it showed up and you're like, oh, okay, now I got to figure out a way to get there. Well, I got this with the kids. I got that with the kids. I got this going on. Life happened because you weren't planning on this. It's easier, I think, like if you're in Philadelphia or the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Chiefs, like part of our planning for the year when we plan our, you know, family and whatnot for the year, well, Chiefs this weekend, playoff game. Like, we plan for those playoff games because they are a perennial playoff team at this point in time. And so I think the Cleveland thing just snuck up on everybody. But I think you're 100%, 1,000,000% right when you say it'll be sold out. And if it's not today, come on.
Game starts in 2 hours. Can't wait. Mac, what do you think about Trayvon Walker maybe having maybe missing Monday Night Football game?
And people are trying to make it a big story. That guy's been more of a bust than anything, but yeah, they do need him.
Second on the Jags defense in pressures this season.
That's good. Yeah, him and Josh Allen. That's nice. Joshua Hines Allen.
My fault.
My bad. Yeah.
Well, right. You'd change your name too if you were named after the number one quarterback allegedly in the NFL.
Yes. If I was playing in like 2012, my name was Tom Brady, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm changing my name.
I'll be Thomas Hot Ham and Cheese Brady.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's as big of a deal as, like, it's big for the Jags, I guess, but I don't think it's a game changer. I'm not right. Like, oh, Trayvon Walker's playing? Yikes, what are we going to do?
So you have to consume this Chiefs game in the wonderful area of Mexico.
Yeah, who's getting married again?
Hannah's older sister is getting
married. Okay, because Jen said to me, who's getting married? I think Mac's sister-in-law or something. She's like, what?
Yeah.
His brothers aren't married. He's not married. Like, there's no, like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, I don't know,
man.
And I told Mac the way to do this is to take his Roku with him.
Yeah, you take Josh taught me that when he goes on the road. He goes, yeah, you just bring your Fire Stick or your Roku with you.
Carrington taught me that. Carrington's like, yeah, if I go somewhere and I don't think they're going to have it, I'll just take my Fire Stick, plug that sucker in, connect to the Wi-Fi. I've got everything in my hands.
Yes.
How great would that be?
Be
Monday,
awesome.
Swim up bar, right? Wedding's on Sunday, maybe.
I think it's wedding on Sunday,
and then,
I think.
Yeah.
Where in Mexico is it?
Cancun.
Okay, so
doesn't know when the wedding is.
So say,
well, it's a destination. You're just following along.
Monday, yes, and it's same time zone.
Yeah.
Yep. Same time zone.
No, I think Cancun's an hour early.
I looked it up last night. Yeah. Right. Same time.
And they're gonna get married on Monday at 7:30.
I hope so. I hope they do. I hope the wedding is Monday at 7:30. It'd be fantastic. I'd love it.
No,
I'd pay for that.
Oh man, that's fun.
I'd be like Jay Binkley, man. I'd be pissed.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Does anybody here have anything to say regarding the two people getting married? Yes! Mac? Sorry, I had Xavier Worthy anytime.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Can you bet in Cancun?
That's a good question. That's I thought about that too.
Yeah, like, I don't probably
not.
I mean, there's probably a guy. I mean, you know, yeah, but I don't
want to be dealing with that.
Yeah, no, I don't think
What's
you want to deal
man?
With that.
What do you want? You want some mota? No, yeah. Sir, I don't. What do you want? I want the cheese. Cheese right now, plus 3.5. Yes, thank you.
Yes, please.
So you will hopefully watch the game. Yep. But more importantly, you're going to have fun and your sister's getting married.
Yep. First time out of the country, too.
Oh, cool. It is? You got
You've
your passport
never been
already.
Out of the country?
Yeah. Nope. Look at
never.
You.
Oh, wow.
It'll be sick. Yeah, never really had the opportunity. Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, I got my passport for this trip.
But you're also going to like an American resort
I know.
In Mexico.
It doesn't matter. You're there.
Yeah.
A road win's a road win.
Yeah.
You might have an opportunity to go to Spain soon with my father, so we'll see about that.
You guys
that
are
would be like
the
real. The real experience.
Don't run with the bulls.
Yeah, my dad did. I wouldn't, though.
Yeah, that, yeah. I mean, midlife yeah, crisis for your dad.
Animal cruelty,
that was like
too.
When he was a kid, probably. Oh.
Somebody said, go ahead.
No. Go.
I was just going to
Spain's my dream trip.
That's mine, too.
Yeah, I want to go there, you know, more than anything. I tried to do that for spring break this year because we've got the bar mitzvah in Philadelphia, so we're going to just use it as a gateway because fares are so much cheaper. Which, by the way, KCI, get your act together.
Yeah, I saw your tweets, man. I completely agree.
It's awful. KCI, get your act together and get an international flight. St. Louis just got their second international flight in the last 2 years. We can't even fly to New York. I mean, we gave you the new terminal. We gave you
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Schools, the resources necessary to get flights in here. And I think the folks at KCI are dropping the ball. But that's just my take on that. Recruit an international flight. But Spain, I would love. My neighbors, my best friends growing up were from Spain. So I was kind of in their culture my entire childhood. And I love everything about it. So have fun on your trip.
Thank
so,
you, man. When Travis yeah. Hunter sucks, make sure you play my audio.
We will.
Me, okay?
Yes, we will. You. Yeah, be safe. We'll see you on Thursday next
Thursday,
week.
Thursday, that's it.
You're gone until Thursday. Go do something nice for somebody. Never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy.
Enjoy. Coming up next, Cody Gold and Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.